Khalid Hill is a professional dancer who lives and teaches tap dancing in New York. This week, he's an artist in residence at UNC Charlotte, and he's performing several times throughout his stay. Hill spoke with WFAE's Sarah D'Elia and explained that tap dancing is more than a performance, it's storytelling with a beat.
35-year-old Khalid Hill has performed up and down the country and in front of notable artists and politicians like Maya Angelou and Hillary Clinton. But when his mother decided to get him involved in dance when he was about 5, it wasn't because she thought he had an inherent talent for dance.
I was clumsy as a child, and these days in schools, if you're clumsy or you have some gross motor problems, they just evaluate you. I guess then it was like, all right, well, let's just roll with it or put him in dance school.
And it stuck. Hill has been tapping for about 30 years. He says tap has taught him patience and persistence, and it's an outlet.
You know, it's a very honest art form because we improvise most of the time when we perform. So whatever I'm feeling, wherever I'm at, you know, it comes out in my dancing, and I'm able to just channel all my frustrations, everything through it.
He says there's something more to the beat of his taps.
We're always telling a story and we're always singing a song. You know, it's not just a bunch of shuffling across the stage.
Most tap dancers, he says, just want their music to be heard.
It's all rhythm. Tap shoes are like our drum sets, you know what I'm saying? So we just have different instruments playing the same kind of music.
And every step has intention.
You know, I'll start off with a rhythm in my head. Shot, bop, sugar, do, bop. Sugar, do, bop, do, bop, do, bop. Shada, bop, bop. And I'll take that rhythm and I'll explore it. Rhythm to me is a language, in the same way music is a language. You know, so when you look at music as a language, you know that without words can actually convey emotion in the same way modern dance can. You know, you start to realize that somebody will have an emotional response to it in the same way you're having an emotional response to what you're saying with your feet and with your movement, you know. So I think in that way, it's kind of like you're telling a story.
Hill tells his story through tap at UNC Charlotte in The Purple Flower and other plays, which starts tonight and runs through Sunday. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte. Digga 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 bop.